My presentation today is on access to care for immigrant children in California. And originally it was 2001 to 2003, but since we submitted these abstracts ages ago, they've now updated the California Health Interview Survey with 2005 data. So I'm going to present more updated data than what was originally submitted. So this is from 2001 to 2005. Do you know which button they had to move forward? Oh, there we go. Okay. This study examines three things. First, we wanted to look at what's happening with children's health insurance in California between 2001 and 2005. We wanted to understand what was happening for kids of different immigration status and families of different immigration status. There's been a lot happening in California with regards to expanding health insurance coverage for undocumented kids, and so we wanted to capture what was happening there. We also wanted to describe trends in basic access to care, physician visits, dental visits, having a regular source of care, and then look at whether these two things were correlated or not. Yeah, would you mind? Return key. So we defined four groups of immigration status for children and families. And they're A, B, C, and D is how we're going to follow them throughout the presentation. So group A is the most popular, most common group in California where children and their parents are both citizens. Group B is the case where the child is a citizen or a legal resident, and the parent is a legal resident. Group C is where the child is a citizen, but the parent is undocumented. That's a very common situation in California these days, with the children being born in the state, but the parents having immigrated to the state. And then Group D is the children who are undocumented. So the two groupings of measures we looked at were insurance coverage. Oh, can you go ahead one? So we looked at children's health insurance coverage grouped into private or employer-sponsored, Medi-Cal, which is the name for California's Medicaid program, Healthy Families, which is California's SCHIP program, and then we grouped other or uninsured. We looked at parent-reported child access, and that's physician visit in the past year, dental visit in the past year, which was only available for 01 and 03, and then what's not on here, which I added a little bit later, which is a regular source of care. Just shows you what the immigration status breakdown is of children in California. Somehow I feel like we skipped a slide. Could you go back one more? Sorry, okay, data source. This is important. This is data from the California Health Interview Survey. It's a state representative survey. And we have data on almost 50,000 kids ages 0 to 19 years. So this is, you know, a decreasing sample size over time, 19,000, almost 20,000 kids in 2001, and then lower numbers in 2003 and 2005. But it's representative of California's non-institutionalized population and includes all major ethnic groups with oversamples for a lot of Latino and African American children. Okay, here's the breakdown. On the left is a set of bar graphs for 2001, and it's grouped A, B, C, and D. Again, A is the case where most kids are citizens and their parents are citizens, and the group on the far right side is where the children are undocumented and the parents are undocumented. So this is what was reported in 2001 from CHIS and what it looks like in 2005. And the difference is, just for the overall change in immigration groups was statistically significant, but the two most interesting categories here to look at are the largest group, which is 7.5 million citizen kids and their parents, and it's about 400,000 estimated undocumented kids who have undocumented parents in California in 2005. Here's what child health insurance status looks like in 2005. Again, the breakdowns are employment-based, Medi-Cal, Healthy Families, which is the SCHIP program, other and uninsured. And Group A, again, is the citizen kids. Most have employment-based insurance coverage. That's the yellow bar. You can see groups B and C have a large number of kids in Medi-Cal. That's where the kids are eligible for the medical program, but their parents may not be. And then the undocumented, which is sort of interesting. This is the green bar. 41% of the undocumented reported they had Medi-Cal, which they're not supposed to be eligible except for as an emergency program in California. So my guess is that most of these kids, 41% of the undocumented, reporting having emergency Medi-Cal in California at the time. The uninsured rate is the highest, as you can see, for undocumented children, 32%, where it's only about 4% of the 4% of citizen kids who are uninsured. So here's what happened with insurance coverage between 2001 and 2005. So anytime you see a bar going above the line, that's an increase in insurance coverage and that type of insurance coverage. When the bar goes below the line, that's a decrease in insurance coverage. So as we all know fairly well, employment-based health insurance coverage has been decreasing nationally as well as in California. And so the largest change for the employment-based coverage was a drop of about 8% among the citizen children. A small, probably non-significant increase for undocumented kids of about 1%. The biggest changes here are in Medi-Cal, where we have a large growth of about 10-14% for the kids who are undocumented. The red bar representing kids who are undocumented with a legal resident parent, and the green is the children who are undocumented with undocumented parents. And you can see this is where the story lies, is the change in the uninsured rate as well. For citizen children, the uninsured rate went down a very small percentage, about 1%, much larger for the orange and red groups, and then a 16% drop between 01 and 05 in health insurance coverage for undocumented children. So here's access to care for these kids. On the left is the change between 01 and 05 in physician visit in the past year. And on the right is the change in dental visits in the past year. And the bars, again, are the groupings A, B, C, D. So at the top is the yellow bar, that's the citizen children. You can see there's a disparity in 01 and in 05 between the different color bars. So again, citizen kids have 87% reported having a physician visit in the last year, compared to 74% of undocumented children in California. And then it's a mix between the other two groups. But what I wanted to show is the trajectory here, and that's by 2005, while all of the groups had increased a little bit, the undocumented kids gained considerably in terms of having a physician visit in the past year. It's about the same story with dental visits. There's maybe slightly less change over time for most groups, but again, it's the undocumented kids who gain, it looks like 9%, 10%. Between 2001 and 2005. And that's an interesting story for policymakers in California. And then this is regular source of care, and actually I'm kind of hoping that somebody can help me understand what's happening here. But as you can see, for all kids, the proportion who reported having a regular source of care decreased. And all of these were statistically significant for individual groups. It looks like nobody sort of, well, maybe it's the citizen kids who lost a little bit less than the rest. But maybe I'll pick your brains at the very end of this to help me think what's going on. But that was sort of a surprising finding. And we looked at 2003 data. It was the exact same thing. It had gotten down somewhere sort of between the two of these sets. You can see these analyses are adjusted for a whole host of variables, age and gender and poverty status and language and insurance status. And so what we did is we ran these analyses once, unadjusted, and the same adjusted, and actually we didn't get too much of a difference. They were almost identical, off by a couple of percentage points once you adjust. But we did that because we wanted to try and understand what impact these sort of risk factors for having poor access could contribute, and then in particular, what role health insurance may have played in explaining these differences. And so when we looked at the data unadjusted, meaning not controlling for any of these variables, and then looked at it again after adjusting for insurance status, the fact that we found very, very little change suggests that the insurance piece alone was not the main contributing factor to this. So hopefully you'll have some thoughts about what's going on as well in California, but I'll share a couple of my thoughts as well. Just to summarize, we saw some significant improvements in insurance coverage and access to care for immigrant populations, despite a decline in employment-based insurance coverage for citizen kids. Undocumented children appeared to gain the most with regard to physician and dental visits. And what's surprising for me is that this was achieved in a state with relatively ongoing high levels of poverty, as you saw, decreases in employer-sponsored coverage and rising immigration rates. Oh, sorry. I didn't even see a change. That's really funny. Okay, and so some of the limitations of this study, there are differences in response rates to the CHIS across years. As you know, most of these national surveys and state representative surveys, they have a decreasing response rate over time. And so that could lead to some problems in, there were some adjustments that were done to account for the differences in response rates, but that could still explain some of the differences we see in insurance coverage and access to care. Undocumented children, I'm sure you've been thinking this the whole time. Who's going to say that they're undocumented on a state survey? They did. A large number did, but I still think, and you probably think, that the number of undocumented children is way undercounted in the survey. And also, possibly there's some regression to the mean. This is one of the things I think might be explaining some of the decrease we saw in having a regular source of care. Generally, a large number of kids, the vast majority of kids, have a regular source of care, and over time I think this may have decreased just a little bit due to regression to the mean. And then policy implications. What was surprising to me is that we weren't able to explain the differences, the changes in access to care between 01 and 05, with health insurance coverage. So that suggests to me that there's something else going on about the healthcare system in California that might be contributing to these changes. And some of these two of these recent policy changes that I think you might be interested in are the Children's Health Initiatives in California. How many of you know what the Children's Health Initiatives are or have heard of it? Right, a few people in the back. These are local, county-based health insurance programs designed to pick up those kids who are low-income, but they're not eligible for Medi-Cal or Healthy Families. Either because of income or more commonly because of immigration status being undocumented. So these county-based insurance programs, they're not only enrolling kids in these programs, but they do a fair amount of case management with these children, trying to follow them and make sure that they get in for, you know, an initial physician visit, they get in for dental visits, and there's actually a fair amount of hand-holding that's going on. They're impressive programs. They're a little bit strapped for cash right now, but I think that may be one of the things that's contributing to some of this change in access to care, especially for the undocumented population. And also, there's been a fair amount of increased monitoring by the California Department of Health Services, especially around Medi-Cal managed care. They're now reporting, requiring all of the health plans that offer Medi-Cal in California to report initial health assessments with the primary care physician, so the proportion of kids and families who come in and enroll in their program and have an initial health assessment within the first year. So some of this increased monitoring might be some of the explanatory piece here that's missing when you're not able to explain it by insurance coverage alone. And just to show you, these are the counties that now have a Children's Health Initiative. More commonly, they're known as Healthy Kids programs, but they started in Santa Clara and spread early on to places like Los Angeles, and now they're expanding even more in Fresno County, but they started around 2001, and by 2005, they had accounted for about, Children's Health Initiatives were existing in counties that accounted for about 68% of all the uninsured children in the state. So even though they haven't reached every county in the state, they're reaching the right counties. I think that's it. I just wanted to say thank you to my funder, the California Program on Access to Care. Thank you very much.